Kill it.
Thanks. Can you hear me? Good? Can you hear me back there with the beard? Good. Great. Really just three things you need to know about me. Number one, and you probably wouldn't be able to know this by looking at me, but I'm actually very good looking. Number two, and my wife can vouch for this, and I hope it's not too personal, but I'm great in bed. My head hits the pillow and I'm out like that. And then number three, I've generated over 150 million views for brands on YouTube and Facebook, and we just added 20 million of those in November for a brand called Dollar Beard Club, which is not the same as Dollar Shave Club. Some may call them mortal enemies. But I want to talk to you about viral video and some of the myths about viral video. And the reason why it's so important is because entertainment now is the language of marketing. It wasn't always this way, but it is today. And so to have really effective videos, if you're a brand, they need to do two things. They need to entertain, and they need to be effective. They need to close the deal. They need to get people to take some course of action. And we see, and you've seen before, viral videos, which are shareable, but really don't do anything for the brand. Or they do very little for the brand, especially when considering how much they spent on that video. So let's look at some of the myths around virality, and I have seven here. I like sevens, you'll see as we go throughout this here. So myth number one, hey, it worked, that's great. If you build it, they will come. If you make a great video, you throw it online, it's gonna explode, and you'll be all over the web. Most people now understand that this is not true, but if you don't, here it is again. The primary ways of getting your video to get to the point where it's getting shared a lot is through paid promotion and also earned distribution, getting people to write about your video. And keep in mind that they may be writing about your video because it's of interest to your industry, but if you have a great video, they may write about it because of its importance to marketing. So it's another excuse to make great videos. Myth number two, only big brands can afford a viral video. This is a pretty pervasive myth, but it's not true at all. Exhibit A. You want to hit it, Mike?
You would not believe the motherload I just dropped. And that's how I like to keep it, leaving not a trace that I was ever here, let alone that I just birthed a creamy behemoth from my cavernous bowels.
Nothing is worse than stinking up the shared toilet at work,
or the toilet at a party,
or your lover's apartment.
Of course, flushing removes the graphic evidence. Maybe two or three flushes if your skid marks are as tenacious as mine.
But what can be done of that subtle scent of a
300 cow dairy farm? Aerosol air fresheners aren't the most effective option, or the healthiest. Trying to mask the stench, giving you a nice blend of chem lab carnations with just a touch of feces. So, how do you make the world believe your poop doesn't stink? Or in fact, that you never poop at all? Poopery. Poopery is the before-you-go toilet spray that has proven to trap those embarrassing odors at the source and save relationships. Simply spritz poopery in the bowl to create a film on the water's surface that actually traps the odors in their porcelain prison. And when your little astronauts splash down and make contact with the film, they release poopery's pleasant aromas so all those around you can smell as a refreshing bouquet of essential oils. Yes, it is a real product. And yes, it really works. We've sold over 4 million bottles. On Amazon alone, there are over 1,000 reviews rating it 4.8 of 5 stars. That's a better Amazon rating than the iPhone 5. If it doesn't completely stop your stench from spreading, send it back for a full refund. Our unconditional stink-free guarantee. If your poo stinks, click here to get your poopery today at poopery.com.
So whether you need to pinch a loaf at work,
cut a rope at a party, or lay a brick at your boyfriend's, your days of embarrassing smells or prairie dogging it are over. Poopery. Our business is to make it smell like your business. Never even happened.
All right. That may not be your cup of tea. I certainly wouldn't have chosen the line of work that I'm in necessarily. You'll see I've done a lot of videos for products that deal with bodily functions. And I wouldn't have chosen that, but hey, it chose me. And I grew up with six brothers, and so, you know, maybe it's fate. I don't know. But this company, before this video, very few people had heard of this company. Not a big brand. It still isn't a big brand if you talk about, you know, annual revenue, number of employees, those kind of things. Still not a big brand, but a lot of people know about Poopery now. This particular cut of this video has been viewed 35 million times, and other cuts of this same video have been viewed another 15 million times. So, and this, when they came to me, I wrote and directed this video. When they came to me, they were a $10 million company a year. That's how much they were making, and only 3% of that was online sales. After the video, since this video, they now do $30 million in revenue, and about two-thirds of that is online sales, where, of course, the margins are better. But a lot of the companies that come to me are brand spanking new. They haven't sold $4 million of product. They've sold $0 worth of product. So you don't have to be a big brand. You can afford viral video. And by the way, this video, just to give you an idea, was shared over 1.3 million times, which is more than most Super Bowl commercials. And of course, Super Bowl commercials have the advantage of being seen by 100 million people who watch the game that this didn't have. So let's keep going with the myths. The corollary is, and this is, you know, some people think viral video is cheap because it's not for TV and therefore the crews must not need to get paid and you don't need to pay for creative, you just do a video. So hopefully you don't see that. It does cost some money to make a viral video, but it's not too expensive. You don't have to be a big brand. Another myth, myth number four, don't talk about the brand or the product. Just make it entertaining. This is a big one, and this is the big secret, the secret sauce, if you will, to viral video. And that is, yes, often if you talk about the brand, that will hurt shareability, but if you can talk about the brand and do it convincingly and still being entertaining, so much so that you can actually make money from your promotion of the video, then you can drive a viral hit. And let's look at an example of that right now. You want to play that?
Halitophobia, the irrational fear of bad breath. I'm a halitophobic.
I'm not so much afraid of me having bad breath, I'm afraid of other people having bad breath.
As in, hey buddy, your breath smells like crap.
Maybe you should develop a case of halitophobia.
Now I know what you're asking. How do we know if we have bad breath?
You use this. You use a spoon. Now I know what you're thinking. A spoon, you eat with a spoon, you play spoons. You spoon your girlfriend?
You take the spoon. You take the spoon and you stick it at the back of your tongue and gently scrape.
Let it dry, and take a whiff. If it stinks, your breath stinks. And if your breath stinks, this is the only kind of spooning you're gonna be getting. The smart viewer out there will note, to check your bad breath, you notice that we checked our tongue.
90% of bad breath comes from bacteria and residue on the tongue.
On your tongue. Now, your mom doesn't sound so stupid for telling you to brush your tongue, now does she?
Tongues are like sponges, soaking up all that bacteria.
Toothbrushes are meant to clean the smooth surfaces of your teeth, not your tongue. And the tongue scraper? You remember the sponge, right? The tongue scraper just goes over the top of your tongue. This ain't gonna work. And mouthwash? This is like trying to clean your carpet with a hose. You're just watering down the problem. And then there's the option that actually works. This, the Aura Brush. The soft bristles feel great on your tongue. You just go back and forth a few times, then go all the way back, pull it forward, and see what comes off. Cure to bad breath. You can use this longer than your toothbrush.
Okay.
Use it in the morning, eliminate morning breath, fresh breath all day. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so this was one of those companies that had zero sales. They'd tried DirecTV. I wrote this video for them. And they have since now have 25 million views on this video. And everyone says this is a viral hit. And it was shared more toward the beginning of its release, but it's now 6 years, approaching 7 years old. And they still use this video, which cost them very little at the time, to sell Aura Brushes, or Aura Brush Eye, because it gets people to buy, order the Aura Brush. So if you can create a video, the same is true of Poopery, the same is true of a lot of videos that I create, if you can get them to actually sell your product, which is what you really want, then you can manufacture a viral hit because you can buy the views because you're not losing money on buying those views, you're making money on buying those views. So let's keep going. Videos need to be funny to be shared. You'll see a lot of the videos that I do are funny, but that's just because that's kind of what people know me for. But comedy is only one of the seven elements of virality that make a video shareable. Let's talk about the other ones. Seven elements of virality. First, visual spectacle. This is not just hot girls or, you know, good production values. It has to be something people haven't seen before, something visually interesting. It could be stunning cinematography if what you're showing is stunning, but it needs to be visually interesting. And if it is, people will share it. I don't know if you saw this ad over here where they threw, I think, like 100,000 or something bouncy balls down a road in Europe. We're gonna watch this other video, which my brother did the creative on, for a company called VidAngel.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
Okay, painful to watch. My other brother, I told you I have six brothers, was one of the people under the cloths. So he actually got hit by the paintballs. So this was real, but that's visual spectacle, okay? Something along those lines. Obviously, there's lots of ways to be visually interesting, but those are just some examples. Next element, universality. We see this a lot in cause marketing is an example of this, where people kind of get behind a cause. I have a couple of examples. You remember the Throw Like a Girl kind of video? I think it was last year's Super Bowl. But it's where your brand is something very specific. And you broaden that, or you do a video about a bigger issue which applies to all people. We see that, you know, if you have a universal product, then that's a great benefit to you. And some of the most viral ads of history have been hygiene products because it's a problem that everyone deals with. But there's other products like this product. We'll show you this video is I'll just show you the video. It's a female urination device. So not every woman wants to use one of these.
What are these girls doing? They're taking a stand against inequality. They're also taking a whiz. That's how they're taking a stand. For millennia, men have lorded over women their unfair advantage of simply being able to whip it out and go to town. Just zip, whip, and let her rip. Meanwhile, she has been forced to sit in an uncomfortable, immobile, and vulnerable position bound at the ankles or knees by her skirt, pants, or panties. Often on toilets so disgusting that only the tedious process of mummifying John makes them tolerable. Men turn their backs on us and go wherever and whenever they want, while women have to either wait for a usually nasty bathroom or get out of sight and then drop, squat, and squirt. Does this look equal to you? We're both just peeing. Female friends everywhere, for years you have not been able to pee freely, but today you are free to pee as you please with the great equalizer of men and women, Ms. Wiz. Ms. Wiz is a female urination device, the modern woman's weapon against inequality and unsanitary toilets. She's the quick, clean, comfortable way to go when you can't or don't want to sit. Just hold Ms. Wiz over your business and you're in business. You be the hero. Enjoy the freedom to pee standing up. Ms. Wiz is the safest, cleanest way to go in an unsanitary environment. And Ms. Wiz is made of hypoallergenic silicone, ergonomically designed, so there's no flowback, splashing, or spills. Ms. Wiz loves the great outdoors. Whether you're camping, hiking, skiing, biking, boating, whatever, well, Annie, guess you're good. No more interrupted fun to go find the bathroom. With Ms. Wiz, all you have to do is learn how to aim. Join the cause. Take a stand and take a whiz while you're at it. Click here to get Ms. Wiz today or go to MsWiz.com. Ms. Wiz puts the fun in funnel. If you couldn't stand going to the bathroom before, we guarantee you can stand going to the bathroom now. Ms. Wiz, the Equalipotty, because equality is number one.
Okay, so it's a very specific product, but we made it about a bigger issue, right? Equality. So even if you're not interested in this product, you may share this video because of the message of equality. So that's universality, finding a bigger thing to make your video about. Reality, news, pranks, and stunts all fall in this category of reality. If you have a story, a real story behind what you're doing, and it's not just a contrived video, or even if it appears like it's not just a contrived video, this will make your videos more shareable. Pranks are very shareable, as you know. Around the same time I was developing a musical web series for Red Bull, they did the stunt to jump from space. I don't know if you remember that. And I do. Before I forget to say it, when I talk about the appearance of reality, did anyone see the Mother's Day video? I forget the brand, which shame on them, that they did for where they interviewed people for a job, and they said, you're going to work. Basically, you need to be available all day, every day. You're going to do all this, this, this. And then people ask how much the pay is, and they're like, oh, it's nothing. You get nothing. Do you remember that video? It appeared like it was real people, and there were some real people, but there were also actors, I know, because I worked with, I know the woman who casted the video. So they made it appear like reality, which made the video more shareable. Had it just been a staged, scripted video and everyone known that, it wouldn't have been as shareable, even if it was maybe a little bit shareable. So which do you want to watch, the prank or the stunt? Okay, we've had enough fun with it. Okay.
There are people out there like me who can do...
So, great video, right? So that's reality. They did something real, got real people's reaction. Again, if they'd just shown a scene from a, you know, from a movie where that happens, not nearly as shareable. Okay, controversy. This is one of the reasons, actually, why small brands have a little bit of an advantage over big brands. Big brands don't want to take any risks often. And some do, obviously, but one of the reasons why I love working with small to mid-sized businesses is because they're very willing to do something a little daring. I've got this Carl's Jr. They built their whole marketing around sexism, basically, misogynism. And then, so there's a mild controversy, though. Every time they release an ad, people talk about it because is this sexist, is it not sexist, whatever. And then there's, you know, other kinds of mild controversy. We'll watch this video. Just keep in mind, you don't want something hugely controversial because then people tend not to share it. So you want just there, just enough where people go, ooh, that's shocking. Is that wrong? I don't feel like it's wrong. Maybe that's wrong, you know. But it's a good thing if people are talking about your video. We won't watch all of this, Mike, but I'll tell you when to cut it off.
Intelligent, fashionable women don't carry old bags. All Caboo handbags have
okay,
a tech
you can
pouch
cut it
tailored
off.
To keep all your devices safe from being scratched or broken.
So, you can see why the there's a little bit of controversy there, right? And in fact, the company got a little shy when one comment was made, but I think they missed out on a big opportunity with that video. Humor. Humor is one of the elements of virality. The thing is, humor is different than controversy. Being mildly funny isn't good enough. You have to be really funny. And that's why studies have shown that humoristic videos aren't the most shared, but they can be hugely shared if well done. So I showed you this. You've seen the Dollar Shave Club video. Hopefully we'll skip that. Emotion. Tugging on the heartstrings can be even more effective than humor. And the nice thing is humor is interesting because people have different senses of humor. Some of you just were not at all entertained by the poopery video, and that's fine. And that's the problem with humor, is people tend to disagree on what's funny. Sorry, that didn't mean to do that. Emotion, people generally agree on things that are sad or things that are happy or heartwarming or whatever. Remember that sadness or happiness aren't the only emotions, but these are some of my favorite emotional commercials, and maybe we'll watch both of them. Let's start with this one, the other one, Mike, which I think you've all seen, but it gets me every time. It's not for the Wall Street Journal.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you. But time made you bolder, even children get older. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, a landslide bring it down.
Never fails. I get teary-eyed every dang time. And I don't drink. I've never had a drop of alcohol in my life. I'm a Mormon. I don't do that. But here I am sharing this video in a conference because it's so dang good. And makes me cry, and I do love horses. I've ridden horses, but anyway, that's not it. It's the emotion that's there. Let's look at the other one. Do I have to go out? There we go. No joke, this is the commercial that got me to start wearing a seatbelt. I've never been very afraid of death. I'm still not afraid of it, but because I have family now, this video got me to wear a seatbelt. Can be very powerful stuff, emotion, and the one thing you want to be careful of is if you're going to try it, kind of like humor, you better do it really well, because sometimes it can come across like you're trying to exploit the situation or something. Okay. Bandwagon. I call it bandwagon. I don't know what else to call it. Basically, it's where you're leveraging the popularity of some other thing, franchise, a celebrity, animals, babies would fall into this to the benefit of your brand. So let's play the Volkswagen one. Okay. Obviously, without Star Wars, this video doesn't even exist. And if they'd done the similar thing and none of us knew about the Force and weren't huge fans of the movie, and everyone knew the movie, wouldn't have been as successful. So there you go. That's bandwagon. Now, I said there's seven. There are seven. These other two are kind of... running out of time here. We won't watch any more videos. Music can be very viral if done well. We won't look at those. And of course, aminals really gaining popularity, which is funny. They've been around forever, but they're gaining in popularity now. But anyway, we won't look at any of those. So there you have the elements of virality. Careful, just including animals, babies, and celebrities don't automatically lead to a viral hit. Also, videos need to be short to be shared. We want something, to hear this all the time, something 30 seconds, 60 seconds. One of the most shared, it was top 20 shared videos of last year. Guess how long it was? Any guessers? Yeah, it was almost 14 minutes, a little over 12. Maybe closer to 13. She's very close. Great job.
That's my magic minute.
There you, 14 minutes. Oh, there you go, which is two sevens. Anyway, so you see most of my videos are well over 2 minutes, 216, 215. Half the videos that were in the top 20 last year were over 3 minutes long. Actually, the longer can perform better. And then finally, this is another eighth, but an eighth myth, but anyone can do it. You want to find people who are good at creative. So I recommend, even if you don't use me, finding people who do good creative, who are in your price range, whether that's a big agency, although there's a lot of waste there, or not a big agency, find seven people, talk to them, and find out what they can do for you. I do a similar thing with clients, where I have seven dream clients. Actually ran into a Southwest Airlines guy here, not at this conference, but at another conference, so that was cool. I have seven clients, and my deal to you for being so fun with me here, bearing with me, is if you tweet at Joel Ackerman, hey, at Yankees, you should work with at Joel Ackerman. He does great viral video. Make some kind of unique tweet and tweet these people just for sending a tweet saying that they should work with me. I'll give you 10% off. If you do of my creative services, if you do all seven, I'll give you 15% off. If any of them get back to me, I'll give you 20% off. And if I score any one of these clients, I'll give you 50% off my creative services. So send some tweets. Maybe they'll send this in the slides, I don't know. I think that's it. So if anyone has any questions, we can do that.
All right, let's get to some questions about video. Who's got some?
How do you get around the idea of giving up on an idea when something isn't working?
How do I get around the idea?
How do you overcome the idea when you just keep on pressing and keep on pressing and trying to make something work when it's just not working?
Well, usually that happens in the concept development phase, hopefully. Occasionally you will approve a concept, take it to script writing, and then find out it doesn't work in script writing. But you got to get used to killing your babies, kind of, is the expression I had a professor use, which is really horrible. But you may find an idea that you go, oh, I love this idea, but as you develop it, you realize it's probably not going to work or whatever the reason, and you realize there's no shortage of good ideas. That's the thing I think you have to realize, is just because something great's been done, even in that space or industry, there's no shortage of great ideas. So that just means there's something else out there.
Great presentation.
Thank you.
What are the elements of virality that work really well for B2B videos?
So that's interesting. B2B is a hugely untapped, just not enough videos in the B2B space, especially entertaining videos. And I'm so confused at it because it can be so effective. And so consequently, I don't have a lot of experience myself in B2B, but I think any of those elements skillfully used, depending on the industry you're in. There's some industries that humor probably isn't right for, right? I talked to some people last night about that. I think any of them can work. So all depends on the strength of the idea. Looks like she has a question over here.
We got time for possibly two more, so you're first.
I have a question about retaining copyright permission, for example, the Star Wars, if there's a good source to reach out to those people to get permission to use their concept, and then it's a two-part question, because I need to know a little bit more about the sevens. I'm fascinated by your obsession. My obsession's number 4, 16, those are mine. So explain if you can. I know it's kind of irrelevant, but it's interesting.
So first question, talk to a lawyer. The problem with bandwagon, because you're obviously you're leveraging an established franchise. It is bandwagon type commercials. If you're not just using animals or something generic, it can be more expensive because you do need copyright. So talk to a lawyer with that one. I'm not very helpful. And I'm not a huge fan of bandwagon just because I feel like it's kind of cheap. And then the sevens, I think it must be Mickey Mantle. And there are seven boys in my family. So that's that. I like lots of numbers, though, just so you know. There's lots. I could talk a long time about my favorite numbers.
Any other hands up front?
Upstairs, I don't need a microphone.
For the other people, just so they can hear you, for everybody's benefit.
My question is, I'm a videographer as well, and I'm just kind of curious about what your creative process is. So you're approached by a brand to do X, Y, or Z. Just kind of what's the workflow to go from that initial concept to development?
So I have the brands fill out a creative brief that goes into all the features, benefits, target customer, everything that I would possibly, if they were especially doing a conversion type video, like the Poopery or Aura Brush, that I would want. And then I learn that really well and try to have the creative grow from that rather than just saying, oh, what's a cool idea or a funny idea for this brand? Try and have it grow from there. So with Poopery, the best example is it had a fancy name, but for a very non-fancy thing. And so my creative process is usually just either sitting around in my underwear humming John Philip Sousa tunes, or walking around the street. And I just think, I did a workshop yesterday about how to make videos sell. But anyway, basically I took that and go, fancy, okay, that's a funny juxtaposition, a fancy thing for an unfancy. So first I thought, oh, like maybe a butler, a British butler, but then guys are more expected to talk about bathroom thing. So it would be funnier to have a really posh girl. Obviously, to make it extra fancy, we'll make them British because for some reason they're all fancy. And yeah.
Got time for one more. Who wants to be the last one? None of you, I'll ask. All right, good.
Can I flash this real quick?
Yeah, you can flash it.
I just have to show this. This is my my grandfather on his deathbed sold me this watch. It's great.
That's not a downer. My question is about in terms of how you're interacting with the clients. What are some of the most common objections you face, and how do you get people to really buy into this idea that this is going to move their bottom line or that this is something they should consider doing?
The biggest thing, I think, is just converting people to the idea of video and that you have to do video. And one of the things that I really push and that I haven't been greatly successful at pushing is that you should make video a cornerstone of your marketing program and build off the videos you do. Poopery did a really good job with that. They could have done better, but they kind of helped them transition where they were doing video in-house. Once they kind of got the experience of going through it a couple times with me, and so the idea that this is the way the world is going and you need to be doing video no matter what your business is. Because again, it's the language of entertainment. You know, people don't share magazine ads. They don't share radio ads. And I'm not saying that for every business those aren't effective, but to really be out there and be prevalent, whatever industry you're in, video is the way to do it.
All right, well, everybody, can we please give a huge round of applause for Joel Ackerman sharing those ideas on viral videos? I think.